Hi, Doug here.
Hi, Doug. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, good, Tina. It looks like I got your message that you need a payment.
Yeah, we're having trouble processing it, so I figured there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
Lack of money, I think.
Okay. So
I'm expecting a big check bill here this week.
Okay, no problem. I can notate that you just need a little bit more time, and then I'll circle back to your account by the end of the week and make sure everything went through. If not, I can follow up with you then, okay?
Okay, do that. And if I get it, okay, I can call up before, too, and let you guys know.
Yeah, let me send you a text message with my direct line. My extension is 777. That way, when you call back, you can, you know, come right back to me, and I'll fix it for you, okay?
Cool. Am I still going to be on there? You still going to take care of me?
Of course. Yeah, if an account goes into suspension, everything stays active. It's just that there isn't any active programming being done. But if you're only needing a week or so, you'll be fine. It's not going to start slipping off the first page or anything, okay?
Okay, cool. Thank you. I'll look forward to your email.
Okay. Well, I sent it on a text message. Do you get text messages on this line?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it just says, hi, this is Tina, Local Splash.
Hi, this is Tina from Local Splash.
Yep.
877-65. Cool beans.
Yep, that way you can call me when you're ready. If not, I'll check on the account towards the end of the week, okay?
Okay, how do I put more pictures on there? Do I do it myself, or do you guys do it? How does that work?
The best way to do it is through the dashboard, because anything you modify on the dashboard is automatically sent to the technicians and updated on your site within 1 to 3 business days. However,
okay,
if you try to get on the site right now, it's just going to say, oh, the account's in suspension. Click here to reactivate. So I would wait until maybe Thursday or Friday or whenever you think it's going to go through. And then if you wanted to, I could show you how to do it on the dashboard then. Or if it's easier, you could just send an email to photos@localsplash.com that they'll just kind of save for you until, you know, everything's rectified, and then they'll update it then, whatever's easier.
Do my customers see that I'm closed down on that or no?
It'll just say, if you have a site with us, it'll just be a little orange banner at the top of the site that says the information here is no longer being updated. But that's just meant to be a friendly reminder to have you call us. But
all
let
right.
me look. See, I don't even know if you have a site with us or not. I just want to look real quick. Oh, yeah, you do. You have linestripingportland.net. So if you see that, don't panic. That's just because of the payment. And everything else is fully functional on the site. People can still find your number. They can still call you from it. So like I said, that's just meant to be a friendly reminder to have you call us.
Okay. Yeah, I get a lot of people trying to take me away from you. So how
can
you help
me
with the Google placement? I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah, there's those scam callers that call out, and their whole pitch is revolved around Local Splash isn't doing Google's best practices and all of this rigmarole. And it's just so funny because we're starting to take legal action. There's two companies out of North Carolina that's doing it. But, yeah, sometimes it's two guys in a basement that decides to get together and do programming, and they don't have anything good to say about their own company, so they call out and start bashing other companies, you know?
Well, yeah, I say, I'm with Local Splash, and they go, oh, okay. And they just back off. So I haven't heard, they haven't said anything negative to me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was going to say, if you ever get one of those calls, a good way to kind of defer it is just say, hey, Tina at Local Splash is handling my marketing. You have to talk to her. And I know they're a scam caller, so they're not going to call me, but it's a good way to kind of just defer that information away from your phone so you don't have to deal with it.
I go, yeah, I'll do it. Do you take Discover?
Yeah. And then what do they say, yes?
No, no one takes Discover. That's why I get out buying purchases. Like, I'm on vacation. There's good price on. Well, do you take Discover? Oh, that's too bad. Okay, well. I guess I can't get it.
We take Discover.
Oh, shit. Okay. I don't have Discover either.
Yeah, we have Visa, MasterCard, American Express, and Discover, but, you know, I deal with failed payments, so I'm constantly updating credit cards all day long. And I'll tell you that I come across a Discover probably once every 3 months. You know, not a lot of people use them anymore. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Casual.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. But okay, well, you're all good to go. I put some notes on the account and I'll follow up with you. And in the meantime, have a really great rest of your week, okay?
Yeah, Gina, how much do I owe you guys?
It's just $119 even.
Cool. Okay.
Okay.
All right, Gina, get back to work.
Okay, sounds good. You as well. Have a great day.
Thanks, love. Bye.
Okay, thanks. Bye.